What's up, everybody? This is Zach. This week, I am riding solo for our breach of the week. And we're talking data breaches, obviously. It's breach of the week. But this week, we're actually talking about the impacts of data breaches and how much they cost U.S. businesses. The data that we're using is from a study by IBM Security, and it's the cost of a data breach report for 2020. And I'll link to that in the show notes. So we'll start off right with the most startling statistic. And that is that the average total cost, and this is across many different industries, but they're averaging all of the costs, is $3.86 million. So that's the cost onto the company. They go further, and they actually got the average cost of each record, which is pretty startling, is about $150. So that means for a company, you know, who's got thousands of records, you're paying $150 for each, $150 on average per each record. So the way that they actually calculated this too, they used four different cost centers to calculate the overall costs. So the first one is detection and escalation. So this is essentially the costs of identifying that there's an incident actually taking place and then going through the process of responding. So you identify it, you start your response, you manage the crisis, and then work your way through, you know, essentially the end of that response. And the actual time to complete this process is, on average, according to the report, about 280 days. It's almost a full year. The next cost is lost business. This is logical. So this could be anything from like you have to shut down because your, you know, banking system is compromised or your finance system's compromised, including opportunity costs that are lost because you're spending all this time in response and recovery mode, as well as reputational costs, which can impact your, you know, incoming revenue. Like, will people want to continue to be customers? And depending on which industry you're in, obviously that can be much more significant. Like if a hospital has a data breach, people still need to go to the hospital. So it's unlikely you're going to choose where you're having your medical emergency based on whether or not they've had a data breach. But for organizations where you solicit customers to work with you, such as like a tech company or something, these impacts can be really significant and, you know, could be detrimental to your overall business. The next category is notifications. In order for you to let customers know that they've been impacted or whatever the client data is that you're dealing with, these have costs. You know, for instance, if you are using databases to track down the people who have been impacted, you may not have email or other contacts. You might have to do regular old snail mail. So they actually calculated emails, letters, outbound calls, all the money and efforts and logistics required to actually let people know that the data was compromised. And a lot of this is required by regulations, as well as third-party interests to get this taken care of. And then finally, ex-post response. So basically, how you're helping the people who were impacted by the response. So for large cases, you know, this may result in significant litigation. You may have to set up an entire response team that does nothing but manage folks who are calling in and trying to get some sort of restitution or other support post incident. And it can include, you know, stuff like you have a phone number that you set up. You've got lawyers that you have to hire. You may give out free software, which is pretty common with most modern breaches. You know, you'll buy the victim essentially some sort of identity protection software for a certain amount of time and credit monitoring. And then, you know, for cases where you are a financial institution or something, you have to resend out all of the cards and everything, credit cards that might be impacted. Of those four cost centers, lost business was the biggest, and that averages about $1.52 million, so about $1.5 million. And that's of the total loss. So like if it's $3 million, 1.5 of it is a result of lost business. And that is because of customers leaving. That's because, you know, you had to essentially pause your business to respond to this and stop the flow of the bad data. And then, you know, recover at some point and hopefully, and have a new approach to managing your business. And again, the average cost was about $150, PI and I, so per record, with PI and I will cost you $150. So again, if you're trying to calculate what's worst case scenario, look at all the data that you know, the accounts that you manage that have PI and I, and you can just do the dollars and figure it out there. And then compare it to how much cost actually is required to prevent that. So, you know, if you're going to sign a contract with a cybersecurity company, you know, you can now have the hard versus soft costs, to, you know, respond to it or to address it before it becomes an issue. So some other interesting data that came out of this, the leading cause of breaches was actually misconfigured clouds. So basically, you know, some sort of cloud software that released or had exposed credentials, a bad guy was essentially able to get in and dump all of the credentials and use it. So a lot of places recommend moving to cloud systems to sort of farm out some of the liability and concerns. But depending on the vendor that you use, you could be putting yourself actually at significant risk. So make sure that you understand those contracts that you're signing, as well as, you know, what liability you may have if they lose your data. So one thing that I think is really relevant to, you know, what we talk about, is the impact of security automation. So what they did in this study is they actually looked at what the real average cost, total cost is, to businesses that didn't have security automation. So if you're a business that has a lot of PI and I or other data, and you don't have a system, you know, like any of the systems that we work with, Splunk and these other, you know, automated protective systems, you're actually looking at around $6 million in losses. Versus the average cost of a data breach for a business that has deployed security automation, which is around $2.45 million. So that's a difference of $3.5 million just because you don't have the system in place to track this automatically. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, for trying to get notified and be aware of a incident that occurs, you know, requiring human eyes or somebody else to essentially notify you physically that, hey, this is what's going on, versus a automated system that, you know, would probably have given you an alert ahead of time with something that was outside the parameters that you set and letting you know that, hey, this is what's going on. You may want to check it out. In which case, you know, you would have like a security desk like we have at New Harbor, who would then start to respond to that incident. You know, the average time between identifying and securing the breach was 96 days. I mean, there's all sorts of really, really interesting data in here. But one thing that they did identify is the average cost savings for businesses that have incident response and preparedness, they would save around $2 million as compared to businesses that don't. So again, just between automation and the incident response plan, which are relatively low cost upfront, you would be saving potentially millions of dollars if you were to be impacted by the event, because of the benefits of having both the automation and the plan in place prior to an incident. These are costs that are hard to justify sometimes, like if a company has never been impacted or the folks who run the company have never been impacted by a breach. But spending this money up front will have, I mean, it's exponential cost savings on the back end should something occur. And, you know, if you're in a position where you're paying for this right now and trying to justify it, you know, I know there's a lot of businesses who are looking at cost savings and other ways of cutting back due to, you know, business loss due to COVID and the economic downturn. You know, we can just say unequivocally that, you know, if your business can't afford however much a contract is with a security organization or you know, paying for software to help you keep your business secure, are you really going to be able to afford millions and millions of dollars when the breach occurs? Anyways, I'm going to post this report into the show notes. It's really interesting. I highly recommend you take a look at it. You know, it justifies a lot of what we have discussed in previous episodes about how to keep yourself safe, why it's worth, you know, combining these automated systems and real people and having plans for response and understanding all these costs that maybe you don't think about pre-event, like the crisis management, the communications. These are things that are really important. You could also get a lot of different understandings about, it's got the types of records that are compromised. It's got you know, the cost for each of those different types of records. So just, you know, from customer PII, corporate data, et cetera. And they also break down the data breach cost by the different categories. So you might be able to sort of fill in the numbers and guess what you're being impacted by. And so that's this week's Breach of the Week. Thank you for listening. Thanks to New Harbor for sponsoring this. As always, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. You can email us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com for more information about how to keep your company safe, www.newharborsecurity. We can help prevent you from being one of these statistics. And I can promise you that our costs are a lot cheaper than the millions and millions and millions of dollars you'll pay post-incident. So contact us today, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Bye.